I want you to open your Bibles to Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3. Verses 8 through 11. I'll read as my text this morning. Colossians 3, verse 8 through 11. But now you also put off these things: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth, and lie not one to another, seeing that you put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him, where there's neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond or free, but Christ is all and in all. Now my message this morning will be taken from these three words: Christ is all. Christ is all. It's a three-word sermon. The Apostle Peter said this to us: be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason for the hope that is in you. Well, I have an answer. I have an answer in three words: Christ is all. And I'll add three words to that: Christ is all and in all. And I'll add seven words to that: Christ in you. That is the hope of glory. And old Paul Harvey, I used to listen to him on the radio a lot, and he would sign off with this: the rest of the story. The rest of the story. Well, Christ is all. Christ is in all. Christ is in you. And then he said, I say, the rest of the story is this: when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall you also appear with him in glory. Christ is all. Christ is all and in all. And Christ in you is the hope of glory. And when Christ shall appear, you and I will appear with him in glory. That's it. One of the old time preachers, I just spent a lot of time in my life studying these old men because they had something to say. And one of the old preachers preached a sermon on this subject: Christ is all. And this is his three-word outline. He said, Christ is all in divine knowledge, because the Scripture says the Son of God has come and given us an understanding that we may know him that is true, and we might know him. This is a true God, and this is his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the key to divine knowledge: to know who he is, what he did, why he did it, and where he is now. The second point of this man's message was this: Christ is all, not only the key to divine knowledge, but he's the key to salvation, redemption itself. In Christ, Paul said, we have redemption. In Christ we have redemption. Through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin, according to the riches of his grace. That's it. Christ is all in knowledge and salvation, and Christ is all in the key to righteousness. Where does a sinner receive righteousness? Well, Paul wrote it: but of him are you in Christ, who of God is made unto you wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. And old John Newton, oh my, what a writer he was, not only in poems, but in sermons. He said this, "My friends, do what you will do, and believe what you will believe, and profess what you claim to profess, but you can forget eternal life. Just forget it. And forget heaven's glory until you have an understanding and a love for Christ is all." That's the tree. To some degree, have an understanding that Jesus Christ is all and in all. Somebody wrote this song. I want you to listen to this. "I entered once a home of care. Old age and poverty were there. And yet, peace and joy withal. So I asked the lonely mother whence her helpless widowhood's defense. And you know what she said? Christ is all. Christ is all. I stood beside a dying bed where lay a man with aching head waiting for God to call. And I marked his smile. It was sweet as May. And as his spirit passed away, I heard him say, Christ is all. I saw the gospel preacher go to foreign lands that he didn't know. But he heard the Savior's call. Not home nor family he counted dear. In want and trial he knew no fear. Why? He believed Christ is all. I dream that time and years had fled. The earth and sea gave up its dead. And a fire destroyed this ball. But I saw the saved and ransomed throng. And I heard them all sing this song. You know what it was? Christ is all. All in all, yes, Jesus Christ is all." That's my message. Christ is all. And I usually give you 3 or 4 points, and here's my 4 points. Now you listen to this. Christ is all in God's eternal purpose and covenant. Christ is all in God's eternal book, the Bible. Christ is all in the salvation of sinners. And Christ is all in eternal glory. Christ is all. Now let's take the first one. Christ is all in God's eternal purpose. Now listen to me. There was a time when heaven and earth did not exist. That's right. And we know that it was so. If Christ is all, where was he then? Let's turn to John chapter 1. Let's see. Let's see where Christ was when heaven and earth did not exist. In John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning, that's what we're talking about. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. That's Christ. He was with God. And the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All right? There was a time when the earth did not exist. Where was Christ? With God. All right, here's the second thing. There was a time when God made the earth. God said, "Let there be light." Pastor preached on this recently. "Let there be light." And Yabe preached on it recently. "Let there be light." And there was light. There was a time when God made this earth in its present form. And God made man. Well, if Christ is all, where was he then when God made man? Read verse 3 and 4. All things were made by him, the Word. And without him wasn't anything made that was made. And the light shineth, in him was life. He made man. In him was life, and the light Life was the light of men. That's right. That's where Christ was. He's with God when He made all things. All right, thirdly, there was a time when the man and woman sinned. The man and woman sinned against God and fell into darkness and fell into death and ruin. If Christ is all, where was He then when Adam fell? Where was He? Turn to Genesis chapter 3. Let's see where Christ was. Genesis chapter 3. I'll tell you where He was and who He was. Listen to it. Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. Verse 13. And the Lord God said to the woman, what's this you've done? The woman said, the serpent beguiled me and I did eat. And the Lord God said to the serpent, because you've done this thing, thou art cursed above all cattle, above every beast of the field, upon the belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And I will put, here's Christ, I'll put enmity between thee and the woman, and between her seed between thy seed and her seed, and it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Christ is the woman's seed. Christ Jesus is the virgin's son. And behold, she shall conceive and bring forth a son and call his name Emmanuel. Call his name what? Emmanuel. God with us. That's now then, there was a day. There was a day, fourthly, when this world was buried in darkness, superstition. Back in the days of Israel's decline and fall, back in those days of superstition, ceremonialism, ignorance, hypocrisy, every man did that which was right in his own eyes. It was a terrible, terrible day. Where was Christ then? I tell you, when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. That's what happened 2,000 years ago. Christ came to the earth. And He lived in holiness. He knew no shame. He died on the cross and took our blame. He arose in victory without one sin. He now reigns in glory, the perfect man. That's where He is now. Jesus Christ is all and in all. He's all in God's eternal purpose and God's creation. Now here's my second point. And Christ is all in God's eternal book, the Bible. The Bible is not history as such. The Bible is His story. H-I-S-S-T-O-R-Y. It's all about Him. It's Him. Luke wrote, when Christ said to His disciples, these are the words that I spake unto you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses, in the prophets, and in the Psalms concerning me. Christ is all in this Bible. All. In the beginning, He's the promise. In the middle, He's the prophet, priest, and king. In the end, He's the person and power of redemption. It was Christ to whom Abel looked when he offered that sacrifice. It was Enoch who said, the Lord cometh with 10,000 of His saints. Enoch looked to Christ. It was Abraham who said to his son, when his son said, where's the lamb? He said, the Lord will provide. It was Christ that Jacob wrote about when he said, the scepter shall not depart from Judah till Shiloh comes. It was a brazen serpent to whom Israel looked, the rock which Moses smote, the prophet, priest, and king, the atonement, the Lamb of God. It was Christ of whom David wrote when he said, the Lord's my shepherd, I shall not want. What's the Bible to me? What's the Bible to you? These things are written that you might believe that Jesus Christ is the Christ. He is the Son of God. And believing, you might have life through His name. Christ is all in God's creation. Christ is all in God's Bible. And Christ is all in God's eternal purpose. Now I want you to turn to Job chapter 15. Job chapter 15. I want you to listen to me very carefully now, as if you never heard this before, but you have. But we're going to hear it again. Listen carefully. Job chapter 15, verse 14. What is man that he should be clean? He that is born of a woman that he should be righteous. God puts no trust in his saints. The heavens are not clean in his sight. How much more abominable and filthy is man who drinks iniquity like the water? My friends, here's a question we need to answer. How can God be just and justify us? How can God be just and justify us? And there was a council in glory long time ago. And the holiness of God spoke. And the holiness of God said, with these scales of righteousness, I have weighed man and I found them wanting. I find men lighter than vanity itself. I find that man is not only destitute of all that the law requires, but I find man directly in rebellion and enmity against God. And I say, man cannot be justified. Man's got to die. Well, truth speaks. That's holiness. Now, truth speaks. And truth says, all men are liars. I've searched the minds and the hearts of all men, all of Adam's son, and there's none that doeth good. No, not one. God will by no means clear the guilty. To free a sinful man without justice being satisfied and holiness being honored, to free a man without God being totally satisfied, is to retreat and retract all that God has ever said. Man's got to die. He can't be justified. All right? Justice speaks. The justice of God sums up the case against men. Hath not God said, the soul that sinneth shall surely die? Hath not God said, I will by no means clear the guilty? To free a sinful man without holiness satisfied, truth without justice being satisfied would be dishonoring to God. Man cannot be saved. He's got to die. Wait. But God is love. God is plenteous in mercy. God delights to show mercy. Moses said, Lord, show me your glory. Show me your greater glory. And God said, I'll make my glory, my goodness, pass before you. And I will proclaim the name of the Lord before you. And I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I will be merciful to whom I shall be merciful. So the love of God speaks. Holiness, truth, justice has well spoken. But, O Lord, in thy infinite wisdom and power, is there not a way? Is there not a way to redeem men? Lord, nothing is impossible with thee. Is there not a way that truth and love can meet? Is there not a way that righteousness and peace can kiss each other? Is there not a way? Is there not a way that a ransom can be found? Can there be one who will stand as a mediator between God and men, who can bear your wrath and satisfy men? And everybody's silent. holiness, truth, justice. And love speaks. Love and mercy speaks. There is one who can by nature have access to God at the same time be one with man. There is one, only one, who has sufficient power and holiness to take upon himself the nature of men and yet live without sin. There is one and only one who can put away sin by the sacrifice of himself and yet live to proclaim his wounds. By these stripes you're healed. There's only one. There's only one who can please the Father, who can pay the debt of sinners, who can be exalted to God's right hand, who can be an effectual mediator for sinners, and enable God to be just and the justifier of those sinners. Who is it? Christ is all. There's your answer. There's the reason. Christ is all, and Christ is it all. Christ Jesus is all in God's eternal purpose. God, Christ is all in God's eternal covenant. He's all in the death of His Son, and He's all in eternal glory. Turn with me in your Bible to Revelation chapter 5. Revelation chapter 5. And you'll find that even there, Christ is all. Revelation chapter 5, verse 9. Listen to this. And they sung a new song. Revelation 5:9, and they sung a new song saying, Thou art worthy to take the book, to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hath redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred, tongue, people, and nation. And thou hast made us unto God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. And I beheld and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, the beast and the elders, and the number of them 10,000 times 10,000 and thousand and thousand, saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb, Christ is all, that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory. And every creature which was in heaven, on the earth, and under the earth, under the sea, all of them heard I saying, Blessing, honor, glory, power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne until the Lamb forever and forever. I found another old song. Listen to this. Christ is the path to those misled. Christ is the road for those who naked be. To those who are hungry, He's the bread. To those who are in bondage, He'll set them free. To the dead men, He's life. To the sick, He's health. To the blind, He's sight. To the needy, He's wealth. To those who are weak, how strong is He. All who come in faith, He'll set them free. So, where you find the sinner who has heard God call, they will all sing one common song. What is it? Christ is all. That's it. All right. God bless you. Thank you.